Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
And Walker Buehler just got run. And now Alex Cora's out in front of home plate arguing, and he has been run from this game.
What a joke.
Hissing couple of solo shots for the Red Sox. Sadon comes on. He's there. He makes the play. One of the grittiest, greatest wins of this 25 season.
I thought yesterday was a good day for us without me, so I decided to do it again.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
The Red Sox win. The Red Sox win again. We overreacted to the best win of the season yesterday, as some claimed on the text line. Well, guess what? WEEI Afternoons is back once again to maybe overreact to Ramon Vasquez getting another win as the stand-in, fill-in, step-up manager of the Boston Red Sox. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. Boys, the Boston Red Sox are playing playoff-caliber baseball the last couple of nights, starting to look like a playoff team. They're only back to .500. I don't want to overreact, but that's some good, fun baseball they're playing at Fenway against a good baseball team.
It was a lot of fun to watch. You know, I mean, particularly just the last couple of games, the thing that jumps out is how they've handled the bullpen. And that's something that we might get into with Alex Cora when he comes up, in a few minutes in here in the studio. But it was just, with two starters in the last two games, with 10 relief pitchers that were out there, and they all did their job. Some great play from, I'll be honest, Nevaez. Did anybody see him coming the way he's been playing? That's been a shocker. But, just kind of, winning baseball games like you'd hoped. I mean, close games, tight games. They haven't been good in those situations all season long, Fitzy. But the last two games, they've showed, that they can get it done when the relief pitching is there, and it has certainly been there the last couple of
years. Well, considering how terrible they've been in one-run games, Ted, and how they led the majors in blown saves with 11 a week ago, when the bullpen comes through, this team actually has what it takes to win these ball games. And what I love about what's happened the last two games, and I want to get into this more both with the manager and then later on when we hit up the three-point stance in the 3 o'clock hour, this team – seems like now finally someone, something, somehow, some way lit a fire under their ass. I think that they're playing some inspired baseball right now. Years ago, it was often a New York team that would have to come to town. The, of course, dreaded rivals down 95, the Yankees, that would get the Red Sox to be inspired to play some of their best baseball or at least produce some of the most dramatic moments. Who knew now that it would have to be the team in the other borough out in Queens from Citi Field, the dreaded Mets, to get the Red Sox playing their great baseball? And I'd love to know exactly how much, we heard it mentioned in the open, guys, how much of a sense of humor do you think Alex Cora has about the fact that the team has been playing their best baseball with their best bullpen output when he has been a non-factor for about two innings of ball?
Yeah, we'll find out at 2:15 when the manager joins us, the second best manager in Red Sox history, right behind Ramon Vasquez, the undefeated one. Although, I don't know how the rules work. I don't know if Cora got a cheap Drake May-like win yesterday because he was the manager to start the game, even though he didn't hang around very long. But Ramon Vasquez did it again with the bullpen. Ted, you mentioned it. All those relievers and all those zeros going up on the scoreboard for the Mets. And Fitzy, it's funny you bring up sort of the spark or what we're going to look back on. And again, now it's only two games. Yesterday it was only one game, but you made a line. Now you can maybe make a streak, sweep, series, the whole thing. I wonder if it was not the New York Mets baseball team, but maybe the New York Mets fans that were chanting, "Let's go Mets," at Fenway Park for the first game of this series. Because I know that rubbed me the wrong way. And if I'm a player, if I'm a Bregman, St. Bregman, for example, he joins the Boston Red Sox, the storied franchise he plans on winning. And he's in a first inning in May at Fenway Park hearing Mets fans chant, "Let's go Mets." I just wonder if maybe that was some sort of spark, impetus for what's going on. And who knows? 3 days from now, we may say, "Huh, they're three games below 500 again. They're the same old up and down Sox." I don't know, but they got a little mojo going. And the bullpen, you know, you got Walker Buehler responding on social media to Lindor being... Actually, we'll get into the Lindor stuff later.
Yeah, I missed that. I've been reading about that. I'm interested. He was yelling for Buehler to get tossed from second base.
Yeah. Yep, and a lot of fans not happy with that. We'll get into that. We have a loaded show today here on WEEI Afternoons. As I feel like I say every day, it's, you know, Celtics are out of the playoffs, Bruins are out of the playoffs, and yet seems like we have a ton to talk about. We'll talk to Alex Cora at 2:15, 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Brian Scalabrine for the last time, sort of post-mortem, figure out what he thinks went wrong and what's ahead for the Celtics. We have more Bill Belichick, you know, as the world turns with Bill Belichick, there's more news. And a very influential person turned up the heat on his bum at North Carolina, which I kind of like.
Interesting. So
it's a loaded show. But these Red Sox, it's good for us. It's good for baseball. The Boston Red Sox are playing good baseball. And it's not perfect. You know, you didn't get a ton of base runners or hits. You got two solo home runs, right? But it's like the night before where I was arguing with Dan Ball about, you know, was that their best baseball game? He's like, "Well, you did make an error and you did leave guys on base." Yep. Yeah, that's part of it. But I'm choosing, as I so often do, as Optimistic Andy, the voice of optimism on this show, to look at the positives.
Always. That's what three people told me on the walk into the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio. When we ran into John Kerry, of all people, Dan Ball right here will back me up on that one.
Wait, Senator John Kerry?
John Kerry.
Oh, no way.
Outside Ted, today.
That's my guy. Did you tell him I said hi?
I didn't know that was your guy. And I also did not get a photograph because it would have been kind of fun, just personally, because my wife and I went as Teresa Hines Kerry, and I went as John, you know, the chin, the hair right there, everything else. Let me just say, that is that's
taller than you.
Luke Cornett.
You surprised how tall he is?
I couldn't believe how tall he was.
Yeah.
Glad I missed it.
That's the one thing that jumps out right there.
Glad you missed it. Why? You didn't want to say hello to someone?
Nope.
Tall guys.
Photo. Yep.
Exaggerates how short Andy is.
I got you for that. I was going to say, you don't want to shake hands with someone who has served his country, Mr. Hutt.
No, this is strictly about height, and I get to stick to photos with Cora, Merlone. Those are my photo guys. Forget the tall guys.
Andy, when I look like a shrimp in the photograph, then, you know, that's something else. But anyway, what a lovely gentleman.
A sweetheart of a guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. But so we said hello to John Kerry, and then three people said, "Hey, make sure you tell Andy Hart, the voice of reason and optimism, we said hello."
Well, guess what? I'm going to stay optimistic because this baseball team is fun right now. These last two nights, sitting on the couch watching these games, I think this is what we expected. Is that right? Like, I mean, is that fair to say this is kind of, well, maybe not the ejections and the need for the bullpen to fill out as many innings as they've had. And it's also, you want the negative side of Andy? This is not sustainable. You have 16 innings of bullpen in the last three games with zero runs allowed. Yeah, I wouldn't count on that all the time from this team. But, Ted, I mean, as we head into the Cora interview, I just think good teams find a way to do what they need to do in the individual situations, right? Is that fair to say? And that's what they're doing right now.
It's true. Very, very true. I just it's hard for me to get too worked up about these last two wins just because it's kind of just – it's one phase of what's been a lot of issues, and that's the bullpen. So the bullpen, which is prior to these two games, has been horrendous. But, you know, prior in the – you know, earlier in the season, they had their good moments. But then, you know, recently, not so good. But the last two games, pretty good. But, you know, the hits are still few and far between. Christian Campbell went 0-for-3 last night. Nick Sogard got caught at home base tagging up, and there was so bad base running still. So it's hard for me to just look at these last two games and say, oh, they figured it out. They're playing, you know, they're playing inspired baseball and everything's going to be great. So, yeah, it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's nice to see the bullpen pitch well the last few games, but I still don't think a lot of their problems are dissipated just from what we've seen here.
We'll ask the manager, Alex Cora, about that bullpen, about watching Ramon Vasquez win a couple games. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Red Sox manager Alex Cora. But first, Dan Ball with what's trending.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.